This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper last year, nearly 75% of high school graduates in Columbia County went on to higher education, according to data released by the State Education Department. Among the nearly 500 completers that made up the class of 2016, 40% headed to two-year colleges and 33% went on to four-year schools, while 18% planned to work full-time and 3% enlisted in the military. Among the students graduating from the four largest districts in the county, 17% of graduates were classified as disabled. Of those students, less than 50% went on to college. The Education Department will make data for the class of 2017 available next year. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. HudsonValley360.com is reporting the Town of Catskill Republican Committee endorsed two candidates in the upcoming local elections. During its recent caucus, the GOP chose incumbent Jared Giordano and political newcomer Don Scannapieco to fill two open seats on the Catskill Town Board. Veteran Town Board member Robert Antonelli will not seek re-election and will retire at the end of the year after 20 years of service. Committee Chairman Matthew Luvera thanked Antonetti during the caucus for his service to the community. The general election is November 7th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the U.S. Coast Guard announced last month it will conduct a ports and waterways safety assessment of the Hudson River beginning this fall. The process, intended to seek information from the public, is a, quote, disciplined approach to identify major waterway safety hazards, estimate risk levels, and evaluate potential mitigation measures, end quote, according to a released statement. It will begin with workshops in two or more locations, Coast Guard spokesperson Chief Warrant Officer Allison Conroy said. Quote, we will be gathering qualitative and quantitative data to help us decide what the risks are on the river, end quote. Conroy could not put a timetable on completion of the process. Members of the public who wish to be considered for participation in the workshops are asked to email hudsonriverpawsa@uscg.mil by July 21st with their name, contact information, connection to the waterway, experience, and related skills. You can read the full story at midhudsonnews.com. The Times Union is reporting researchers have released parasitic wasps at several sites in New York to determine if the wasps are a natural control against a beetle that kills lilies. The wasps kill lily leaf beetles by laying eggs in the beetle larva. Researchers at the University of Rhode Island began evaluating the wasps in 1999 and had them approved for release by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Cornell University researchers released the wasps at Cornell Cooperative Extension sites in Putnam and Albany counties. They plan to release them in Erie County as well. A Cornell survey found the lily leaf beetle is present in 30 New York counties, causing so much damage that gardeners have stopped growing the flowers. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.